I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. All this year, a major country in the Americas has been rocked by political chaos. Now, it may be tempting to think I'm talking about the U.S. this presidential election year, but I'm actually referring to Brazil. And here's the latest twist there. A towering figure in Brazilian politics must now stand trial on corruption charges. A Brazilian judge ruled that former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known simply as Lula, should face charges that he accepted bribes. Will Carlos is the world's man in Brazil. So bribes, Will, what exactly are the charges against Lula?
So the specific charges, in amongst a whole lot of hyperbole about the fact that Lula was kind of an alleged kingpin of all of the corruption going on in Brazil over the last few years, the actual charges themselves are focused on money laundering. And basically, he's accused of receiving an apartment that's worth a little over $1 million in the seaside resort of Guarujá, just outside São Paulo, and some related stuff. Actually, his wife has been charged with money laundering because they supposedly co-owned this apartment.
Now, Lula was for years synonymous with Brazil. Just remind us how giant a figure he is in Brazil's recent political history.
It's hard to overstate just what a big deal Lula is. I mean, he left office with a sky-high approval rating, more than 80%. He oversaw a huge increase in sort of wealth in Brazil, saw the economy massively expanded, and you know, spent a lot of the new money on programs for the poor. And his policies are credited with bringing more than, you know, sort of several tens of millions of Brazilians out of poverty. So, I mean, this is the absolute juggernaut of Brazilian politics. It's fair to state he's probably the most powerful political figure in South America, despite the fact that he hasn't been in office for 6 years.
Yeah. Lula denies the charges. He says the whole thing is political. What does he mean by that?
Well, we're coming out of a very highly politicized impeachment of Lula's sort of hand-chosen successor, Dilma Rousseff. A lot of people see that as political. And I mean, you know, to a certain extent, he's going to say that. Whether he's guilty or not, the first thing he's going to say in his defense is, you know, this is a witch hunt, just like the witch hunt of Dilma. So that's his kind of main defense. He says that this is sort of the right-wing elites of Brazil trying to basically ensure that he doesn't get a chance to run for office again in 2018, which everyone suspects he was going to do.
I got to say, it feels from the outside that the opponents in Brazil of the Workers' Party, Lula's party, Dilma's party, they're on a tear. First Dilma, now Lula. What's their goal here?
Well, I think it's important to distinguish between political accomplishments, things that are good for the opponents of the PT, the Workers' Party, and the people who are actually doing the prosecution in this case. Now, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is very good for the opponents of Lula and Dilma, but this is being done by a group of independent prosecutors. I mean, it's sort of strange timing in that this is happening right after Dilma, but you have to also put it in its political context. Bringing down the most powerful politician in Brazil would have been very difficult while his successor, his hand-chosen successor, was still leading the country. Now that she's gone, now that Dilma's gone, he doesn't have the sort of political protections he would have had with her in power.
So, Will, you mentioned Lula's stature as a progressive leader, not just in Brazil, but for a lot of South America. Are we witnessing the end of an era for the left in Brazil? And if so, what's it going to give way to?
So I read a really interesting article that had some really interesting graphics in it recently that showed the sort of the pendulum of how Latin America sort of swung from left to right, back to left again, and back to the right again. And I think what we're seeing right now, unquestionably, is this swinging of the pendulum away from the left and back into the right. You've had a right-wing leader elected in Argentina, and you're now seeing the demise of the great sort of left-wing party of the 2000s in Brazil. So I think there's no question. You've also seen a significant shift to the right just in the first few weeks of President Michel Temer's leadership here, and largely expected he's going to continue moving this country to the right. So the thing was that before these charges came along, before this indictment came along, there was always this kind of possibility, pretty strong possibility, that 2 years down the line, Lula was going to get elected and everything was going to swing back to the left again. That looks increasingly unlikely to happen given the seriousness of the allegations against him.
Our man in Brazil, Will Carlos, he's based in Rio de Janeiro for The World. Will, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Marco.